For the past few weeks, our readings in the church have focused on what it means to be a faithful follower of the triune God. We confess that God is of one essence, yet three persons, who reveals himself in the words of the Bible. We also confess that the Holy Spirit creates and sustains our faith through the sacraments of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and absolution. As Martin Luther frequently says in the Small Catechism, this is most certainly true. But not all churches, not all pastors agree about the Word of God. Jeremiah the prophet warned his listeners, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesied to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you." 600 years before the birth of Jesus, the people were complacent, even as false teachers promised peace and prosperity. Within Jeremiah's lifetime, the children of Israel were led into a 70-year captivity in Babylon. Jeremiah's warning was unheeded. May our Lord grant us the wisdom to hear his word, to listen to his warnings about sin, and to hear of his love and mercy shown through Jesus Christ. Amen.